Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We're 2 days out from the anniversary of the revolution that created the Constitutional Republic, which for all intents and purposes, this may be one of the last true 4th of Julys we have when there is even any vestige, any sliver, any crumbs or scraps of this nation's sovereignty that is left intact. It's very, very sad to see the Republic falling. So I want to, today, later in the show, and tomorrow, I will be live. Seems like everybody I know is in other businesses are shut down the day before 4th of July, I guess because the 4th doesn't fall during the week. But we will be live here tomorrow. And I want to discuss some today and open the phones up. What the Constitutional Republic means to you versus living under a global corporate empire, a global corporate tyranny, a world government administered by a bunch of control freak eugenicists. And how do we restore the Republic? 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And we'll take calls in this hour, the second hour, the third hour, the fourth hour. You know, I normally have Wayne Madsen on every 2-4 months, but lately he's been coming on every few weeks because he's breaking so many huge news stories. And I've also found over the years that Wayne is a very good source. In fact, I've never seen him be wrong on a host of issues. And he called the fact day one that the swine flu was manufactured. That's now mainstream media even admitting that. And just a lot of other big reports that he's broken. He went on Russia Today again, and he's actually a contributor on. He's a contributor on quite a few different TV programs here in the United States and worldwide, and talked about a secret document he's seen, a source he's talked to, confirming that Taliban were brought into the United States-controlled areas of Iraq to kill U.S. forces. Now, that sounds just absolutely amazing. It sounds like wild baloney. It sounds like, well, more than baloney, it sounds like BS. There's just no other word to describe it. But it's not when you know the history and the facts. So I called him this morning on short notice. He gets off the subway in about 30 minutes. He's in D.C., and he'll join us via cell phone for about 10 minutes to break this down. And then I got Paul Watson coming on, because my film Terror Storm, made in 2006, Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, happens to have the government documents and mainstream news articles. Mainstream news articles admitting that British SAS, or the Armed Special Air Services of MI6, their frontline covert commandos, the Delta Force is the same strata, the Delta Force squadrons here in the United States are the U.S. doppelganger or copy of the British model. The Israelis imitate the British SAS as well. That's kind of the mark to meet in special forces in intelligence, saboteur hit team commandos. We're caught machine gunning Iraqi troops, U.S. troops, sniping at British troops in fake beards. And I want to go over the scores of confirmed cases where the United States, Israel, Germany, England, and others have been caught staging terror attacks against our own forces. If you have a son or daughter killed in Iraq, there's a very good chance they were blown to bits by CIA.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For some stations that just joined us, it, of course, is Thursday, July 2nd, 2009. Coming up, we've got investigative journalist Wayne Madsen popping in again today, dealing with Taliban al-Qaeda being shipped in to Iraq to kill U.S. troops and other coalition forces as a pretext to keep U.S. military forces in Iraq. This has actually been confirmed by the Times of London and London Guardian that British SAS, Special Air Services, was caught attacking and killing Iraqi forces, coalition forces. And so we'll be breaking all of that down, this history of the war machine even staging military attacks against itself when there are none. See, their war machine business has to have wars. And so they go out and create the enemies. They come out and finance the terrorists. This is not my opinion. Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI, AP, you can just Google, you can just search engine, fake al-Qaeda, or Israel-founded Hamas, and you'll be reading Jewish newspapers. This is not Alex Jones saying this. Now, there are real terror groups. That's why they founded Hamas to counterbalance Hezbollah, playing the Shiite off against the Sunni off against the Shiite. The Muslim extremist Wahhabists are the favorites of British intelligence. They've been working with them for hundreds of years out of what is Saudi Arabia today. The British government set up the House of Saudi, famous case of Lawrence of Arabia, but they were there hundreds of years before that working with them. They're in the key caravan routes. This is how empires work. And many of the Muslim extremists out on jihadi, when they blow themselves up, have no idea it's all part of the great game, but they're being handled by imams that are actually on British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, Israeli intelligence payroll. But this is how the cloak and dagger sophistication operates. This is where these religious zealots, useful idiots, come in handy. So they've used the Muslim extremists to attack the Serbs. When the Serbs defended themselves, they were demonized internationally and then invaded and blown to bits and a new government installed. And I'm not taking sides on Muslim, Croat, Serb. I'm simply stating admitted fact. I always get threats from Croats and Muslims when I talk about the Serbs defending themselves. I mean, the Serbs certainly ran around and engaged in ethnic cleansing as well. But if you look at the UN's own numbers, they admit the Croats killed more Serbs than Serbs killed Croats. But I'm not Croat, I'm not Serb. Okay? I don't have a dog in this fight, as they say, a dog in the hunt. I'm just stating facts. They use the KLA, CIA-funded congressional reports. Alphonse D'Amato's Senate report admits all of this on record. They use the Muslim extremists, the Wahhabist jihadis brought in 79 to attack the Russian-backed government in Afghanistan on record. Brzezinski wrote a book last year bragging about it. We talked about it before. He blabbed. They're proud of themselves. Of course, he also brags how the U.S.-funded Pol Pot that killed 3 million people, 30% of the population in Cambodia. I mean, this is absolutely sickening, disgusting behavior that is going on. And they use the Muslim extremists to overthrow nations, destabilize nations in Africa, in Asia. They have CIA front newspapers put out Muhammad cartoons making fun of him with a bomb on his head and other things, and then hype up a few controlled Muslim groups to start the riots. The Euro trash then all get out in the streets and riot right along with it. Then Europe gets Muslim-phobe and Islam-phobe and goes along with crackdown police state systems. They bring in Sarkozy, but don't stop pumping in the Muslims at record rates. It's a dialectic. They control both sides. They control the synthesis. So that is coming up with Wayne Madsen and Paul Watson in T-minus about 16 minutes here today. And Kurt Nemo wrote a great story 2 days ago when this was first on Russia Today, and I kind of missed it. Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes write so many great articles that I miss some of them. So I hope you don't miss them every day up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But here is the story that Kurt did. Paul Watson's beefing it up kind of with some of the history of all the mainstream media admissions, government admissions of, the SAS was out staging his terrorist shooting coalition forces and bombing coalition forces dressed up like Muslims with fake beards and turbans on their heads. They got caught doing it, and then British troops attacked the official Iraqi jail run by the coalition, killing a bunch of people to get them out. So we'll go over some of that report coming up. It's titled Madsen, Taliban Imported to Conduct False Flag Terrorism in Iraq. And that's a good headline, but to really get people's attention in the full magnitude, I would have said U.S. government importing Taliban to Iraq to kill U.S. troops. See, get it through your head, folks. These are totally ruthless people that run things, and they take our farm boys and our inner city boys and well-meaning patriotic Americans that love the red, white, and blue and get a tear in their eye when they hear the Star-Spangled Banner in all of our country's great history, and you're used by these corporate slugs who try to one-up each other on how much they hate this country and hate sovereignty. And the very group using you to take over the world is destroying our liberties and freedoms here on the home front. And I know a lot of you driving along in your cars right now are hearing this for the first time, but I know if you've been in Iraq, it's called a rumor with the troops that the intelligence agencies are running attacks on you. There's no rumor. In fact, there have been mainstream articles where the Marines and the Army have caught spooks from the U.S., Israel, and England staging attacks. And there have been hundreds of cases in the news when U.S. forces catch Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Iraq, attacking U.S. troops and British troops and others, and then they're told to release them. In fact, Paul, I know you're listening right now. Let's create like a master article, even if it's just links. Give us that Financial Times of London and AP. Well, one headline was Airlift of Evil 2002. Newsweek also did a report, but whitewashed it and said, oh, yeah, tens of thousands of Taliban and Al-Qaeda cream, the cream leadership, flown out to safety into Pakistan to then build an army to menace the Pakistani government to bring it down. Then they're going to move them into Kashmir. Then they're going to move them into India. They are the shock brigade of the New World Order. Well paid. They're warlord leaders, paid in gold, paid in diamonds, just live in giant palaces built all over Afghanistan and Pakistan now. That's been in the news. They're running the opium as well, and they are the force to take over Central Asia. They are the great sword of the New World Order, the scimitar. And so they're moved as a rook, as a key piece on the table, I would say more important than a rook, almost a queen. Like they really are a queen. They can move with that of any piece. They move in Eastern Europe. They move in Central Europe. They move in Far Asia. They move in Africa. They move in Central Asia. And they were flown out to safety. I just keep remembering all these mainstream admissions, but all hidden in plain view like it's no big deal. About U.S. Special Forces colonels and generals angry. Taliban generals paid in gold. Special Forces catch them in the caves. Catch them attacking U.S. forces. They come out with their hands up. The CIA orders the drones not to attack. Orders the Predators not to attack. Orders the Reapers not to attack. They come out, hands up. They're taken to the base. They're loaded on C-130s with giant chests of gold and cash and diamonds. And flown out to destabilize the next country. The black op force of hell. And this is the big, dirty secret that gets the globalists hopping mad at me. This is when I get the death threats, is when I talk about this. They can't stand you learning about it. Over and over again. Look at the White House 2.5 years ago, 2007. 3 years after we broke the news and then the New Yorker magazine reported on it. But we were the first to talk about it. Remember? Remember what happened? 4 different terrorist groups, 3 of them Wahhabist, Al-Qaeda, out of Iraq and Saudi Arabia, officially funded by the CIA, inside Iran, blowing up school buses, attacking schools, bombing mosques, bombing dams, trying to get the Iranians to start a fight in Iraq across the border where Al-Qaeda sits. We've listed the groups, the names. Then the White House came out and said, yeah, we're using these groups to destabilize Iran with military strikes. They're backed up by U.S. Special Forces inside the country marking targets. Al-Qaeda openly working, and the number 3 in Al-Qaeda, their commander. Meanwhile, we told you in 2002 in Road to Tyranny that they would then, in Afghanistan, grab innocent 14-year-old goat herders and take them to Abu Ghraib, take them to Camp X-Ray, take them to other black sites for torture. Meanwhile, real Taliban and Al-Qaeda sit there in armored fortresses waging their war against the Pakistani government. They are the knife the globalists hold to the throat of the Pakistani government. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Other news straight ahead, then we'll get back into this key subject.
crash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you.
Right now.
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with a syndicated radio transmission. Coming up at the start of the next segment. Thank you for joining us today. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. In fact, 9 to 1 a.m. I keep forgetting we added a fourth hour a year ago. It's not my fault, though, ladies and gentlemen. You do a radio show from 11 to 2 for 11 years, and then you add another hour, you keep forgetting. Wonder how many years it'll take me to Stop saying 9 to midnight, 9 to 1 a.m. Central. And that's just re-aired on the network. It's restreamed continually at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. And don't forget the free podcast right there on the site as well. Look, I know it's painful for a lot of veterans and people to hear me come on air and say that Taliban and Al-Qaeda work for the U.S. government. It is all hidden in plain view. AP, Reuters, Times of London, London Guardian, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI, and Paul Watson is putting a master link article up in the next few minutes at prisonplanet.com, and he will be on with us to talk about it. But just like people that can't believe that Madoff, the news is now reporting, stole $171 billion. I kept saying the real numbers we were getting were over $100 billion, not $50 billion. Well, the feds, I guess that's the right hand of Madoff, the left hand stole it, now it goes back to the right hand of the Madoff types. $171 billion plus is what's been grabbed out of his assets. Oh, I thought it was only $50 billion in a Ponzi scheme. See, he's kind of the fall guy. I would imagine we'll hear that Madoff has cancer soon. And that's why they've decided to, you know, for his family and the globalist and the New World Order friends he has, that he'll take the hit for the team. And our guests have said that the money's been fenced out of the United States from the stupid slaves that invested, as they think of us, to offshore banks. But I'm sorry, I have to correct. The media was saying $50 billion, and we said more like $100 billion. I'm sorry, $171 billion. But see, they got to say $50 billion so you never get paid back, see? There's plenty of money for the investors, but you're not going to get it. If you get anything, you're going to get sent to a forced labor camp. How's that sound? See, the bankers are bankrupting everything by design. They've stolen $14.8 trillion, and we haven't got new numbers in 2 months. 7 months into the bailout, it was $14.8 trillion, and it'll probably be $20 trillion next time we hear. Next time they release the numbers, I'm just throwing it out there. You know, $20 trillion, what, $19.7, $20.1 trillion? I don't know. It's $14.8 trillion 2 months ago. But we're online now to hear, and of course they'll say, we won't say where the $14.8 trillion or $20 trillion or whatever it's going to be went. They're online every time we get the numbers for it to be 12 months out from the October 3rd takeover, for it to be $26 trillion. But we know it's $14.8 trillion last time they told us. But they tell Congress, sit down, shut up, we're not telling you where the money is. And if you get too uppity, we'll just stage a nuke attack. In fact, I've got that clip coming up later. On Glenn Beck, he has the quote, Bin Laden Hunter. Yes, it's kind of like hunting for your pocket watch in your pocket. Isn't it, globalist? Isn't it, spooks? So we're going to play that later. Glenn Beck. Yes, it would be, if America isn't nuked, Al-Qaeda will get us. America will fall. Kind of like, we should pull up the clips of the five big TV generals still secretly on Pentagon payroll that came out. I told you beforehand they were on payroll, clearly. Meeting with Rumsfeld going, if we don't have another big attack, we're not going to get this mission done. And you know it, Rumsfeld. Yeah, 9/11 sure helped us. I wonder what we need to do. I mean, they are 1 millimeter from on tape saying, let's hit these bastards again. That'll teach them to submit to us. In fact, maybe Watson should add that to this Taliban Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government story. Because this is right out in plain view. And now, all over the press club, there's sources saying to Madsen and others that troops continue to catch him over there. The troops are wise to it. But it's confirmed this is going on. We're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv. Going to give you a big 3.5 hours live today on this Thursday, and then I'll be live tomorrow. Look, we got to stop being suckers, folks. The people running our country don't care about our sovereignty. In fact, they hate it and want to get rid of it. Comprende?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
We are live simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, the syndicated radio transmission from our studios here in Austin, Texas. We will be live coming up Friday, the day before the 4th of July, and I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. for the abbreviated transmission, as we do every Sunday, Central Standard Time. The next month or so, I'm going to move out of the Emma studios into these studios on Sunday, so we can also simulcast live at PrisonPlanet.tv. For all of the viewers out there, I want to go ahead now and go to a clip of Wayne Madsen on Russia Today, 2 days ago, making what on the surface sounds like an outlandish claim that Taliban slash Al-Qaeda is being shipped in from Afghanistan to kill U.S. forces and engage in crisis creation in Iraq. But did you know that the Times of London and others have admitted that British SAS was caught dressed up like Taliban attacking Iraqi and U.S. and British forces back in 2006. That's in my film, Terror Storm. So I want to go over some of that history today. But here is Wayne Madsen on Russia Today.
investigative journalist in the United States claims American intelligence sent Afghan mercenaries into Iraq in order to attack the country's civilians and military personnel. Wayne Madsen says the Afghans were recruited from Taliban ranks and were paid for their services. Wayne Madsen joins us now live from Washington, D.C. Mr. Madsen, you're putting your head way above the parapet here. These are serious allegations that Americans are paying for attacks on their own military personnel. What is your evidence here?
Well, a very credible Western intelligence source who was stationed in Iraq in 2007 reports that during that year, a 40-foot-long tractor trailer was stopped on the Karada Bridge in Baghdad by Iraqi police officers. When they looked in the back of the trailer, they found 30 to 40 Taliban guerrillas who said that they were brought in by the United States to stir up trouble in Iraq to attack civilians and coalition forces. When the Iraqi police attempted to detain them for further questioning, the U.S. military commanders told them to let them go. In addition to that, I received a two-page list of Iraqi members of the Muqtada al-Sadr Mahdi army who were being supplied with materials to make these improvised explosive devices, these roadside bombs. The list contained their cell phone numbers, their locations. When this list was turned over to U.S. forces to take action, nothing was done because at the time General David Petraeus, the top U.S. military commander in Baghdad, had signed a ceasefire agreement 6 months earlier with Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi army and decided he didn't want to upset that ceasefire by taking action against al-Sadr, and no action was taken. So here we have two cases of the U.S. Basically not only looking the other way but actively participating in this violence by bringing in Taliban guerrillas from Afghanistan.
You're a former naval officer yourself. You've also worked in security. You've got a good idea to the background here. Why would the U.S., though, want to further inflame violence and terrorism in Iraq?
Well, we just have to look at the whole panoply of crimes of the Bush and Cheney administration, everything from torture to the phony intelligence that got us into the war in Iraq, to see that there were geopolitical and oil and energy interests that were preeminent to keep U.S. forces inside Iraq. And what better way than to generate these what are known as false flag terror attacks? Of course, there had never been an entity called Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, but there certainly seemed to have been one that was quite active after U.S. forces occupied the nation. So I believe that this is just a classic false flag terror attack. We know that the U.S. has had a long history with the Taliban going back to the war in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union. Robin Cook, the late British Foreign Secretary, pointed out that Al-Qaeda was nothing more than a CIA database of people funders and people, mercenaries that they could use against the Soviet Union, Afghanistan. And so we have a track record here.
Mr. Madsen, you're also claiming that U.S. officials turned a blind eye to attacks they knew were going to happen. You intimated to that earlier. How much of what's going on then, in your view, do you think is being orchestrated?
I think a lot of it is being orchestrated because the U.S., although the Obama administration is now withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraqi cities, we know that from statements made by top U.S. military commanders that U.S. troops may remain in Iraq for a number of years in these forward operating bases located out of the city. But it looks like the United States has no interest in leaving Iraq.
All right. You can see the rest of it up on Infowars.com or WayneMadsenReport.com or also Russia Today. Now, look, we posted this 2 days ago. Kurt Nemo wrote a story called Madsen, Taliban Imported to Conduct False Flag Terrorism in Iraq. And Kurt wrote a nice story, but kind of a standalone story about Madsen's claims. Ladies and gentlemen, they used radical Muslims to attack the Serbs, the CIA did. They used them to attack the Russians and the Russian-backed government in Afghanistan in 79 to elicit the full invasion, to draw them in. Brzezinski wrote about that in Braggs. They caught the British SAS in 2006, dressed up like Arabs, shooting at U.S., British, and Iraqi forces in Basra. We're going to put up some photos of them caught with the fake beards. This is admitted. The Israel, Haaretz has the headlines. Israel created fake al-Qaeda, staged fake attacks in Israel as a pretext to end peace deals. This was being done in Iraq, the IEDs, to blame it on Iran. They kept trying to frame Iran. It kept coming out in the news that it was U.S.-made weapons, the components. Now, I want you to know, if you're listening, there's a good chance there was some real Mujahideen, as they're called, or the military calls them Hajis, trying to kill you in Iraq. But a lot of that was over turf. Most of the killings were al-Qaeda brought in. And they're using the same al-Qaeda out of western Iraq on record. The White House admits this, to attack Iran for the last 5 years, and the White House has admitted that. Number three in al-Qaeda, works for the CIA. So I want to bring Wayne Madsen up, who worked for the NSA and many other federal secretive agencies, syndicated columnist, and writes for some of the biggest publications in the country. I wanted to have him on because he put out stuff that is a new development about basically Hajis being brought in, jihadis being brought in out of Afghanistan, the same group they brought into Pakistan in the airlift of evil after the U.S. took over Afghanistan. That was a stage takeover, 2001. That was in the Times of London. So this is all really hidden in plain view. Wayne Madsen, break down the facts here for us.
Well, I was told by a very credible source that in 2007, a 40-foot-long tractor trailer was stopped on the Karada Bridge in Baghdad. And when the Iraqi police looked in the back, they found about 30 to 40 Taliban fighters from Afghanistan. They said they were brought in by the United States to create mayhem. When the U.S. Forces showed up, they told the Iraqis, let these people go. So here we have again another one of these cases from, like I say, a very credible source. I was also told and shown a list of members of Muqtada al-Sadr's Mehdi army that were constructing these IEDs. And again, nothing was done to shut down this, what was called a bomb-making cell, again, in the Karada district of Baghdad, the same location where the Taliban were stopped. So we have at least two well-documented cases where U.S. forces interceded to basically look the other way, take no action against
that. Well, it's more than that, Wayne.
Right.
I mean, if you're saying they're bringing in Taliban, which has been confirmed separately in the past, and they're using those Wahhabi-connected people out of the west of Iraq to attack the Iranians, you're saying they're also funding Shiite al-Sadr?
Yes, absolutely. Now, that's not to say that Iran's government was involved, but certainly there was an active role by the United States in allowing some of this stuff go on. And you know, how many U.S. troops and coalition forces, and let's not forget the Iraqi civilians who were killed in these explosions, these car bombs, these roadside bomb attacks.
Why would they want to do this? Why would they want mayhem as a pretext to keep the forces there and then stop the stage bombings and say, oh, look, the surge worked?
Well, of course, what we heard from the people like Cheney and the neocons was we can't pull out because, look, we got al-Qaeda now, called al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia, a group that never existed before we got there. I would also note that the neocons and the Bush administration always said that these irregular forces, these insurgents, were coming across from Syria. And I was told by very good sources that they were coming from Saudi Arabia. That was the border that they were crossing, and not Syria. Of course, they needed an excuse to try to hit Damascus and occupy Syria after they did that to Iraq.
Wayne Madsen, this is just adds to the mountain of evidence. I mean, you're an expert on this. Can you go back and talk about with Brzezinski? I mean, he's written two books bragging about it himself, bragging how they use these Wahhabis mainly, but you're saying also Shiites, there's evidence, to always stage events all over the world to destabilize or topple governments. And tie that into what happened in Basra with the SAS caught dressed up as Wahhabis running around shooting at British and Iraqi forces.
Right, and I would also note that today in the Financial Times, Brzezinski's got a column where he's urging Obama to take a tough stance when he meets with the President Medvedev in Moscow very soon. And I would note that We were also behind some of the Chechen guerrillas that were attacking Russian forces in that country. There were links to Turkey, which is a NATO country, and also to Saudi Arabia. So this not only happened in Iraq, but also in Bosnia and in Chechnya. And I was recently told that by another credible source that there are now election monitors in Afghanistan from Bosnia, and some of these people were linked to the Bosnian Muslim forces, some of whom were working quite closely with bin Laden when he was active in that Bosnian civil war. So, you know, we got Bosnians going to Afghanistan, Taliban going to Iraq. It looks like, you know, some people just been playing some pretty bloody games here.
Without getting too much into your sources, I mean, most of this is already mainstream news. This is just another case that you're going over. And I've talked to the troops that have talked about how they catch or kill these Wahhabists and then get in trouble and are told to stop it. And the Marines have caught Israelis and others as well carrying out these type of attacks dressed up like Arabs. But the big question here is, why are you being given more of this information now? Is this coming from military people, intelligence people? Are they angry? Are the troops angry? How many of the troops know that the entire terror threat is basically manufactured?
Well, a lot of them. I think a lot of them do. I would add another to the mix. These private security contractors have gotten a bum rap. Look, in some cases, like with Blackwater, they deserve it. But not all of them are bad people. They saw this firsthand. A lot of these are ex-military active duty types themselves. They saw it, and they're very upset with what's going on now, what they saw, and you know, just the fact that the U.S. looked the other way and in some cases actively promoted this violence.
But, I mean, take the British SAS troops I've got on screen right there. That's Paul's first article at Prison Planet, but it then came out in the Times of London that indeed they were doing this. They were caught by Iraqi police, and then there was a attack with tanks against the police station to free them. How do you get an SAS officer? I know SAS officers got caught running the IRA and staging a lot of attacks as a pretext to continue the occupation of Ireland. But how do you get U.S. forces, British forces, Israeli forces to bring in Taliban and Al-Qaeda to kill our own troops? I mean, that is just, I guess these are just total sociopaths.
I'm not sure they all are. Some of them obviously didn't know the difference between right and wrong. But let's face it, we know with the torture cases and the murder of detainees, the orders were coming from very high. They were coming out of Cheney's office. They were coming out of Rumsfeld's office. So if you're given an order, you know, you face two options. You either follow the order or you get tagged as a whistleblower, and you may wind up as a victim yourself.
How many Army investigators and Marine investigators just of corruption have been killed?
I lost count. The worst one, of course, was Colonel Ted Westhusing, who was the top ethics professor at West Point, who brought up issues about fraud with a contractor, and they said he shot himself to death right before he was supposed to come back to the United States. I talked to his family, and they told me, they said flat out that did not happen with Colonel Westhusing, but he's just one of many.
Here's the question, Wayne. Are the criminals winning? We know they shipped in tens of billions in cash. They gave privates 30 grand a year. They gave colonels millions a year, generals untold amount to be part of the corruption. Then they said, now do these dirty deeds for no money or we're going to burn you. Has that corruption they tried to work, has that been successful in turning our military into a complete demon force to now be used here domestically?
Well, they prosecuted a few of these con men and these fraudsters, but not many. When you look at the amount of money, when they were kicking around, you know, bundles with $100 bills, we don't know where all that money went, but we know it was billions involved, and we saw no effort to go after the people at the top. The Bernie Madoffs and the Skillings that were involved in this fraud have never really been brought to justice. I've never seen a CEO of one of these contracting organizations, from KBR, Halliburton, to CACI and the rest, prosecuted.
In closing, Wayne, we appreciate you spending time with us. I want you to have a great 4th of July coming up.
You too.
For the Republic. When you get attacked for going on Russia Today and breaking this news, I just want to point out the people attacking you are completely ignorant. I mean, it's all over the news, the airlift of evil flying Taliban out to menace Pakistan now to destabilize them. I mean, it is really a open secret that radical jihadis work for the globalists. I mean, what do you say to your critics? They're just ignorant.
Well, listen, if they want to wallow in their ignorance, that's fine. I would say I don't think all of them are ignorant. Some of them are actually, I felt this all along when I break stories like this. You know, the attacks are coming from the usual suspects, the neocon think tanks, the Soros-funded media outlets. I'm used to it. I got a thick skin when it comes to this. You know, but if they want to, you know, if people want to be ignorant, that's one thing. But I think a lot of this criticism is coming from people who are just, you know, paid disinformation artists and provocateurs.
Well, we know the Intel Center got caught uploading Al-Qaeda videos with the Al-Qaeda logo in the same video layer as the Intel Center's logo. And these are former black op chiefs from the Pentagon and CIA. I mean, the secret's getting out of who really runs Al-Qaeda and who's really killing our people. And I just appreciate your courage, Wayne. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, there goes Wayne Madsen. Paul Watson's doing a big detailed report, kind of the history of this. All mainstream news, but all a piece here, a piece there. He's coming up in the next couple of segments to run through some of the history of this. Then we're going to open the phones up for all of you out there on this, what feels like a Friday edition. I'm going to be here live tomorrow. This Thursday edition, second day of July, 2009. PrisonPlanet.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We just got in some new T-shirts. We're just adding more and more because this is a great way to be walking billboards to get the truth out about the globalist takeover and that people are waking up to it and fighting it and H.R. 1207 now with, what did I hear last night? 249 sponsors. Look at that. Infowars.com. Great new design that Janae Meadows did. Janae's just awesome. Got the Minuteman down in the lower left and right hand corner. Got the Minuteman down at the bottom. It says Save the USA, Infowars.com. And the country is being captured by the globalists right now. I mean, we really are falling to the New World Order. Look at that. Infowars.com, Minuteman on the back. And it's kind of got that 70s retro look. You cannot beat this design. It's just gorgeous. People ask you about the shirts. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're at it, get the Obama Deception, get Life Inside the Bubble, get Terror Storm, Endgame, all these films, and get them out to everybody, your friends and family. Wake them up. Make a commitment, not like a New Year's resolution, but a 4th of July resolution, to wake up somebody every week, to reach out to somebody every day. So get the books and videos at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, for a couple segments, we're going to have Paul Watson on, then open phones throughout the transmission today, and a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. I told you, it's in the bill, the subsection. People are going over the 1,300 pages. Home inspections. Austin already passed that. They're already having the counties and cities do it. Home, the bastards are going to be in all our houses, and if we don't, they're going to send armed police. They're coming. The control freaks are here. That's the whole carbon tax bill. This is the Soviet Union. But not Soviet Union for the people, as the communists push it. Big bankers making all of us slaves. Paul Watson, you got a big report coming out in the next 30 minutes or so at PrisonPlanet.com, boiling down the history of Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and other Muslim terror groups openly working for the U.S., Israel, and England. And then now more and more confirmed reports added to all the others of special forces aiding and abetting Al-Qaeda and Taliban.
That's right, Alex. And the latest thing that came out on this subject is a former Taliban chief who was allied to the Taliban, the same Taliban tribe that was blamed for the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. He defected from this tribe after he said they were carrying out mosque bombings and killing civilians. And he came out and said that this tribe was working directly with the U.S. intelligence establishment to destabilize Pakistan. And a few days after that, he was shot dead. So this was coming from a former Taliban member who defected because they were carrying out bombings and killing civilians. And he said they were working with the CIA. And he wound up dead a few days later. So that ties into what?
Oh, I forgot about that one that just happened. But we have SAS, British Special Air Services, caught running around with fake beards, machine gunning and bombing troops in Iraq, saying Iran's doing it. I mean, it's wrong to kill our troops. And I know that's not patriotic nowadays to not blow up our own troops. And I'm sorry if the military hates me because I don't want to kill you. I can't believe it's turned into this, Paul.
Well, I mean, we've warned ever since the war began, just after it finished, that the agenda was not to make the country peaceful and stable. It was to create chaos and to balkanize the country and break it up into small pieces. And that's been the plan since the 80s at least. And now
a real expert on this. Stay there. I'm going to come back. I'm going to sit back, watch, and run through the history of how Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and some of the Shiite as well, are the sword of the New World Order. More and more I realize they are the key. They're going to use these guys to destabilize and take over the planet. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.